Chinam should be chayim. Baita, the afidu v'mokim madron, even a place where it's plenty. Nami, what then if this is good? Heicha d'leka raya. There's no proof. Avol heicha d'leka raya. If you have proof that what the jurun onus neisir raya v'niftar, just bring a proof of edim and it should be potter. Rashi says neisir raya lo yiftar v'shvur kisi. That whenever you have edim, you're better off not swearing. The time you will learn iti ben yudu oimer and raya shvur sashem tia ben shnayim. If nobody saw it, then there's a shvur between the two of them. Mashma hoyesh roya, but if people saw it, yovi raya v'yiftar. Then you're better off bringing edim and not to have to swear. So now ask us, well, why do you say so poshid? If you have to swear, let's look around for edim better. If you have edim, let them bring edim. We won't have to swear. No, but Rabbi Chiya bar Avraham, Rabbi Yochanan, no. Shvu azu ta'akones chachomimi. This is the current chom over here. Shemi atuoyim akein. If you're not going to make him swear, ain l'cha'odam amav v'chavis ha'chaveru v'mokam l'mokam. Nobody will go and want to carry bundles, carry barrels from place to place. But what you're telling me now, you're not going to let him swear. Since the ma'aseh for edim, you don't let him swear, so you'll always say, don't swear, let's wait till you get edim. So I can never think of what happened, I won't take the job. Because I'm afraid that maybe I will slip, I'll be an honest, and I won't be able to prove it. So nobody will want to take this job of transporting barrels. If what the locker is, that we tell you when you transport them, that the ma'aseh you're potter. If you could come up with a shua, the ma'aseh you'd be potter then. If you could swear, you'd be potter.
Yeah, we're holding daf Pei Gimel Amar Aleph. Again, the middle of the Sharla that the Mishnah said before that Hamaver Chavis Mimakom Lamakom Vishavra. If you're a carrier, you're transporting barrels from place to place. So Bein Shemachin and Bein Shemesacha Yishava. Whether you're Shemachin or Shemesacha, even though you trip and break the barrel, still you're potter. All you have to do is just swear and you become potter. Now, first of all, there was a shiloh that what do you have to swear for? The chur, if there are edim there, you have to bring edim. So if you walk in Rishus Rabim in a place there are people there, that was isi ben Yudiz halacha that ein roya shvus Hashem tia ben shneim ha yesh roya yavi raya v'yifter. That if there are edim there, then you can't swear, but rather we force you to bring edim. So that's what Gemara said, that you swear is only b'mokim, there are no edim. B'mokim, it's not shchiach, people saw it. But if it was done in a public place, the people saw it, then we do not let the mavir, the transporter, swear, but rather we make him bring edim. Now the Gemara says, No, the reason why the Mishnah says that the hamavir has to make the shvua, it's a takonat chachomim. Shemiyah toim mekein, if you're not going to say that he could swear and free himself, is nobody will take such a job. Why should a person take a job to transport a barrel from place to place? We know a tshirich, he could trip and could fall. So true, the question before was, if you're a shoymech socher, a shoymech socher is chayev aganev yaveda. Now tripping niska, we hold it laf pasheya. We hold niska as pasheya. You're not an honest. You should have watched yourself. If you would watch yourself, you wouldn't trip. So one of the questions before was, how do you let a shemes socha swear to free himself? The chura, it's like gneva v'aved, you should be chayiv. So Terence now is saying is no, that this shvua true is at the korna chachomim. The chum will make here upon a mavir that he has the right to swear and free himself. Because otherwise, people will not want to do this job. So if even though Mi'ikra did, maybe, since it's a shemes socha, he'll be chayiv, should be chayiv on gneva v'aved. But lemaisa, since here, it's at the cross of Chumim. We want him to do the job, therefore we let him swear and free himself. Now, Heichi Mishtabi, if so, how do we let him swear? So Rashi says it means the Reb Chi Barabba, Alib the Reb Meyuhu, Vadi Pesheyuhu. Lamai said this person that was carrying the barrels, when he slips, he's a Pesheyuh. He should have watched himself. A person should watch himself not to trip. So since he tripped, really he's a Pesheyuh. So if so, how could he swear to free himself? Like usually you swear that you're an honest. Here you can't swear that. So Amar Rava, Shavua, Shaloi Bekavona, Shibatiya. You have to swear that you did a Shaloi Bekavona. That's what you have to swear. In other words, you tripped. True, it's your fault maybe why you tripped. You should have been more careful, but Akoponim, you did not do it Bekavona. So that's the shvu you have to make. You have to swear to the owner that you did not break it with intentions. Now, the Yasser Reb Yudel Meimor, Shoy Mechinim Yishavar. Reb Yudel, the mission holds that a Shoy Mechinim, true, he could swear and free himself, because he's potter on Gnei Bavya Veda. But no Yisrach Yishalim, but if you get paid for the job, then since you chayiv on Gnei Bavya Veda, you chayiv if you trip also. That's Doyma to Gnei Bavya Veda. In Haikadina, Vaikadina, a Shoy Mechinim is potter on Gnei Bavya Veda, he's potter if he tripped. A Shoy Mesoch is chayiv. Now, the Yasser Reb Lozal Meimor, in Gemara, Krebi Meyer. Reb Lezer, the Mishnah says, true, I also heard that the loch is like Rabbi Meir, that whether you're a Shoy Mechinim or Shoy Mesochor, even if you're getting paid for this job, for carrying the barrels, and you trip and break it, you have right to swear and free yourself. O miyu, but, to me, I know you have a wonder here. Im yicholim zev zeli shava. Like, how could that be that both have a right to swear and free themselves? Bishlei meshoy mechinim mishtaba shlei poshaba. I understand the Shoy Mechinim could swear, because he's potter and Gnei Bavya Veda. So what happened here? He tripped. Tripping is daima to Gnei Bavya Veda. It's a little bit shi, it's a little bit honest. So if I understand why Shoy Mechinim is potter, he could swear and free himself. El Shoy Mesochor Amai, Mishtaba, how could he swear? Ki loy Porsche Nami Boy Shlumi, even if he's not called a Pesheya. But Lamaisi is chayif for Gnei Bavya Veda. So this much of tripping is like Gnei Bavya Veda. So Rabbi Yehuda was bothered, how could a Shoy Mesochor swear and free himself? He should be chayif. Tripping is doima to Gnei Bavya Veda. And also, v'yafilu shoy mechinim nami hotena b'mokim modrin. That's only good if it's a trippery place, if it's a slant. Then I could understand that I tripped, it wasn't his fault. But shalei b'mokim modrin, if it wasn't a slanty place, it was normal flat, so then you shouldn't have tripped. If you tripped, you're like a pesheya. So even a shoy mechinim should be chayiv. Mimotz mishtabish leposha. Can he swear that he wasn't a Pesheya? Like, if you would have watched yourself, you wouldn't have tripped. Now, we held Niskal Pesheyahu. Like, it's your fault that you tripped? So even a Shoy Mechinim should be chayiv. And Vaita was bothering Rabbi Yehuda, V'yafilu b'mokim modru anami. Even if it happened that he slipped in a slanty place, that he's not a Pesheya, hotei nechechad lekaraya. That's only if there weren't people around. There was no Edom there to see it. Then you could swear and free yourself. But hey, chadika raya. But if there are people there watching, there are edim there, then nicey raya v'yifter. Then the klal is that we don't let you swear, but rather we make you bring edim. The tanya will learn easier than you do aimer. Ein raya, this is a posik. Ein raya, if nobody was there to see what happened, then shavuas Hashem tiya ben shenayim. Then we let you swear to free yourself. But the diik is, ha yesh raya, anytime there were people seeing what happened, there were edim there, Yovi Raya V'yiftar. Then we make you bring the Edim, and we do not let you swear. See, that this all was bothering Rabbi Yehuda. How could you swear here if there's a place that there are Edim there? We shouldn't let you swear. And the Pshat is, like I said before, from Rabbi Chiya. The Rabbi Chiya said, Einachanami, Miyikur Adin, you're right, Rabbi Yehuda. But the Pshat now Mishnah is, it's a new Takonos Chachomim that we let the Hamavi, we let the transporter here, just swear and free himself. Even though he's a Shoy Mesochor, even though there are Edim there, here it's a new takona that would let him swear and free himself. Because otherwise, nobody would accept such a job. Vahetuhu Gavra, there was a man, Hu Gavra. Devi ko mavir chavito dechamro beriskato de Mechuza. There was a man carrying a barrel of wine in the city of Mechuza, in the streets of Mechuza. Vitavra, and he broke it, bezizah de Mechuza. There was a beam projecting. Bezizah, like a beam sticking out of the house. So when he's walking down the street, he bumped into that beam and he broke the barrel of wine. So that's like a niska pesheya. So Osla came with the Rava. Omalei Rava told him, Ristaka de Mechuza Shchichi Boinshi. There are a lot of people in that city, on that street. If so, Zilai Siraya V'yiftar. We're not going to let you swear, but rather we'll make you bring Edim. Omalei Rabbi Yisa Brei, Kaman, who are you saying like Isi? Like we have before Isi learns that whenever there are Edim there, we do not let him swear. Amalei in, yes, he said, yes, it's true. Kiisi, and usvir lan kavosei. We talk a paskin, we talk hold like isi. That the mokim, there are Edim there, we do not let you swear. Ha'u gavra, there was a man. The Amalei lechavri said to his friend, Zil zovenli arbumeya dani chamra. Go buy me 400 barrels of wine. Ozal, he went. Zovenle, he bought him 400 barrels of wine. L'soif, at the end, also the kamei, Omalei zvinu lecho abe meyadani chamro utekifalahu. You should know, I bought you 400 barrels of wine, and now they all became spoiled, became vinegar-like. So, but it's not my fault. I bought it for you. It's your fault. Like, it's yours. You still have to pay me for it. So, also, Lekayim of the Rebbe went in front of Rebbe. Omalei, Arba Meya Dani Dechamrot Kifa Koli Yisrael Milsa. Listen, if it's really true, like, that the wine that you bought for him was vinegar at the time when you bought it, like, so that has a koil. Everybody should know about it. In other words, the owner is saying, I'm not going to pay for this. What you bought me vinegar, spoiled wine. I didn't ask for that, I asked for wine. The person that bought it says no. When I bought it, it was geschmack and nice, fresh wine. And now I waited a long time till you come and pick it up. It got spoiled, it's not my fault, it's your loss. So we have to bring the proof is that at the time when you bought the wine was good wine. And that shchiv, that has a koil. So go bring edim that at the time when you bought the wine, the miikara ki mizavnis luchamro mal yehebe viyifter. Bring a proof that there was good wine, and then you'll be potter. Oh, malay Rabbi Yisrael Bray, come on again. Who do you hold like? Kiisi, you hold like Kiisi. Oh, malay in the Kiisi usfir lankavosei. We take a pasuk like him. In other words, he did not let him swear here, but rather he said, since people know about this, go and bring edim first. That's a right like he see, that whenever there are edim there, we don't let you swear, rather bring the edim. Another one says, asking Rav Chia bar Yosef a Sichra, he made it to Connor like this in Sichra, that Hani de Dori bi Agra, somebody is carrying barrels bi Agra with a yoke. Rashi de Dori bi Agra, moit kofuf bi Yemsa, for nois neak seif, you put it around your neck. Like a stick that goes around your neck and sticks out on both sides, and you can put two barrels on each side, like a yoke. So the person is wearing this yoke and is carrying two barrels. The yitbar, and the yoke itself broke, is nishlam palga. He has to pay for half. Rashi the mishal in palga. Poyo shekibolo v'loilich chavius mimoklamokam v'nisas v'yoysoy moit v'nishbar mishal. He has to pay for half. For the Gemara, my time. What's the reason? Nofesh lechad v'zuta letrei. Rashi, nofesh lechad v'lohoye latinoi levadoi. That really is too hard for one person to carry this. But v'zuta letrei, it's too little for two people. Rashi, v'chivu in the yeinu reel shnei masoyis derech v'niyodim l'skazik l'toinoi ki yechod. That since it's not enough for two people to help him really, therefore sometimes a person does it, but he has to watch himself. So therefore, Korav l'yoynis, but korav l'pshiyah. He's a little bit like an onus, because it is too much for one person, but he's the korav l'pshiyah, should have somebody else to help him out. So therefore we make him pay for half. He's like half at fault. Bedigla, let's say carrying something bedigla, that's like a stick, that you have two people holding the two ends of it, and you have the weight in between it. So then, mishalim kula, if you take it yourself, you have to pay for the whole thing, because that's called l'pshiyah. Because this, nobody takes himself. This, everybody has two people holding onto the wood, one on the pole, one on one side, one on the other side. So if you do it yourself, you call the psheya, it's your fault, your negligence, therefore you chayiv. Rabbo bar bar chonon, tavrilei hanua, shukuloi, chavita dechamru. Rashi shukuloi means, noisei masois. He had people carrying barrels of wine for him, and it happened that the workers broke them. They broke his barrels of wine. So shokuluglimayu. So Rabbi Babachana took off the shirt off these people. They have to say, you have to pay me the money, it's your fault, and I'm taking a mashka, I'm taking your shirt. Is also Omru Rav. They went in front of Rav. Omalei, Rav said to Rabbi Babachanan, hovuluglimayu. Give back their shirt, you have no right to take the shirt. Omalei, so Rabbi Babachana said back to him, din hoch, is that the din? Omalei, so Rav said back, in yes, for you, that's the locha. Leman telach b'derech tovim. Yeah. If you look lemayu, that's a nice thing, give it back to them. In other words, lefnei mishur sadin, it's not nice what you did. Lefnei mishur sadin, you shouldn't take a mashkin by yourself, but rather give them back the shirt. Omrulei, ani anan. So the workers complained now and said, listen, we're poor people. V'tachinu kula yomai. And we worked the whole day for you to travel with these barrels of wine. And it wasn't our fault that it broke. They had time to listen. It broke. We tripped, or we didn't do it on purpose. Even Mika Radin, maybe we're chayiv, but the Maisa were complaining, we're poor people, we have no money. So, v'chayfinon, for less than midi, and we're hungry, we have nothing to eat. Omalei, so Rav told Rabbi Bar Bachanan, Zil Havi Agrayu. Not only don't they have to pay you, but you have to pay them their wages. You have to pay them for the work they did. Omalei, so Rabbi Bar Bachanan said back to Rav, Dina Hochi, is this Takad Alocha? Listen, they are Posheya. It's their fault that they broke it. They should have to pay me, not me pay them. Omalei, Rav said back, In yes, for you that's Alocha. For your Chasadikim Tishma.